This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about thee. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. The time comes, ladies and gentlemen. You are what you are. You're either right with God or you're not right with God. And you'll either drink the cup of blessing and peace and mercy that's in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you will drink the wrath of God that is not diluted, not mixed, one iota. And as the Lord rises up to judge the earth for its iniquity and its rebellion, God will pour out his wrath, his judgment, and the earth, those that stand against in rebellion against the Lord, will drink every drop and will receive every bit of their due. So I say the fear of the Lord shall be established in the earth. And it's time that every man, every woman, every child, whether you're a secular person or whether you're a spiritual person professing faith in Jesus Christ, bow your knee, bow your heart, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. There's no excuse. God has revealed his glory in the heavens. God has revealed his word. His scripture is in the earth. And for those that are in far reaches of the earth, any man, any woman or child would seek the Lord, would seek God. He promises they would find him. There is no excuse. And the gospel of the kingdom of God is going forth into the earth today. And God calls you to hide in him. Hear his voice. Hearken diligently to his voice, for he's speaking from heaven. And it is very close, ladies and gentlemen. There'll be no denial of the acts of God, his great power. You will reap what you sow. God's not mocked. And if you sow to your flesh, you will reap corruption. You will reap judgment, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. There's great rebellion, ladies and gentlemen, such as we've not seen since the beginning of time. And we're told in the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, about a population of the earth in the times of Noah that was so wicked, so rebellious, so stubborn, that God was so grieved that he made man, that he sought to destroy it. He found a righteous man named Noah, and he delivered that man. God spoke to Noah. Noah heard the voice of the Lord, and in Hebrews, it says in the 11th chapter, verse 7, that Noah, by faith, heard God speak to him. He was being warned by God, and it says he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. During God's judgment, there is deliverance. There is mercy. But people will become so hard-hearted, hard-headed, like stubborn in their way, then refuse to repent. And now is the time, because God has arisen to judge. God calls you to hide. You'll either hide in the Lord, in the covert of Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, or in Isaiah chapter 2 literally tells us that men will hide in rocks, in clefts of the rock, and holes of the earth and the caves. And there's no hiding from the glory of the Lord. It will permeate every single thing. And it will be an awesome day, an ominous day. And blessed will be the man that trusts in the Lord, whose faith is in Jesus Christ. The world is insane. The world is crazy in iniquity. And in the Bible talks about Babylon, that's drunk with the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Insane. violating the word of God, worshiping false gods, insolent against the Lord, shaking the fist in God's face. That's crazy. And the scriptures abound that talk about this rebellion will escalate to a literal war against the Lord, against the Lamb of God. That's crazy. And the whole world, the populations of the world, will bond together in this rebellion against the Lord. And it shouldn't be that way, but it is. And there's a plot of the wicked that have dumbed down the masses. The masses, the multitudes of the people are under the influence of fornication, of vile fornication, pornography, abomination to the Lord, violating God's ways, forbidding men to speak the truth. And this has happened in the past. But the glory of the Lord is coming. King Jesus Christ is coming. And the first time he came was to save sinners, dying on a cross, being resurrected, coming, conquering death and the power of sin. But the second time he comes with deliverance, salvation for those that love him and are looking for him. But he comes with the wrath of God, and he will defeat all his foes. And great will be the destruction of those that hate him. The Lord has enemies. The Lord has adversaries. And those that hate him by violating his ways and his laws, woe unto them. Woe. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 10, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that's proud and lofty, and upon everyone that's lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon the oaks of Bashan, and upon the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon the pleasant pictures, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. The day of the Lord is at hand. His coming is near. And whether you're a politician or a spiritual minister, if you're using God's word to build up your own empire and you're exalting your ministry as a skyscraper into the heavens, the Lord says he's bringing it down. And woe unto those that have bound together and promoted that rebellion. This is the time to humble yourself as a servant in meekness, as Jesus Christ himself has given us as an example. Lowly, kind. And the true ministers of the Lord are nameless, faceless ministers, servants of Jesus. They're like their Lord. Whatever they do in word or deed is for his glory. Hide in the Lord, repent, or hide in the holes and the rocks. You make your choice, but the glory of the Lord is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus died on the cross, he was betrayed by his own religious people that should have known better, should have loved him, should have rejoiced at his coming. They banded together with the political system at that time, which is Rome. The political leaders, the spiritual leaders that were in rebellion to the Father, executed Jesus Christ, and Jesus endured that. And in Matthew 26, verse 53, he said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? See, Jesus could have called in one flick of a second, called multitudes of angels, but he didn't. But the second coming, he comes with the masses of the holy angels and the glory of the Father. And you'll either be rejoicing in that day, for your Savior is coming, or you'll be hiding and squirming like a worm. Woe unto the rebels! Woe unto those that are at ease in Zion that think their Lord delays his coming. And you begin to eat and drink with the drunken, oblivious to the reality of the times that have been outlined by the prophets and the Lord Jesus Christ himself and his holy apostles. The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. It is at hand. You can tell a rainy day. You can tell a hot day. But you cannot discern the sign of the time of the coming of the Lord. We have those that say they're ministers of the Lord. And they're whitewashed tombs. The word is milquetoast. Thinking that they can become popular in the eyes of man. When people need to hear the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they need to know about the cross. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the cross. It's the power of God unto salvation. How can you stand before the multitudes and have a crossless gospel? The men and women that do this, seeking to become popular, don't speak of the cross anymore. You do people a disservice. They need the truth. There's no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. Jesus died on a cross. People can repent. Without discussing repentance, no man will see the Lord without holiness. God's holy. The semantics, the religious talk, the psychological wizardry that's popular today. It's like white bread without the nutrients, without the life. Repent. People need to repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent. The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. He's speaking. There's great rebellion in the earth, so great that the men of rebels will band together against the Lord, literally crazed to make a war against the Lamb, thinking they would defeat the Lamb of God. That's insanity. But we see it today, the spirit of Antichrist. When men will choose another man to rule them, they'll be filled with the dragon, the Satan, evil. That's a murderer. And ladies and gentlemen, if they murdered little babies now and say there's nothing wrong with it, what won't they do? What won't they do? They will oppose those that oppose their self-evil agenda. They will oppose those that speak the truth. So you must be strong in the Lord. You must be put the buckle of truth about you and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. As his word is forever settled in heaven. I sound the alarm. This is real. It is at hand. And all these things will be fulfilled. The coming of Jesus Christ. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will be the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming.